For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets in the midst of another winning streak. Looks great at Citi Field. And, you know, this is the Juan Soto effect as well. It's not just him. I mean, it's the magic of the season last year and the way that they picked up speed, steam into the NLCS. And then, of course, the offseason and getting Juan Soto, but this is exactly what the fan base wanted, was a team that was relevant, a team that could go out and get the biggest free agent, and a team that's winning early on in the season. It feels the exact opposite of last year at this time, and it is, I mean, anybody wants to talk about, you know, Juan Soto and maybe not worth it or this or that, it's a long way to go, but look up in the stands in April, you know, before school is out, on crappy weather days, and it looks like a late season, regular season game where, you know, they're fighting for a playoff berth.
I was just thinking about Friday night and the Lindor walk-off, and I was just, you know, I'm sitting there laying in bed sick as a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm going, man, this is exactly what Steve Cohen had to envision, that somehow, some way, you'd have a Friday night game, Lindor would have a walk-off, and the place would go bananas. And, you know, that's part of the bigger plan here. Like, we tend to focus on the Mets and whether or not they're going to make it to the World Series. But the bigger plan is the whole development around Citi Field. That's the bigger plan. And the more nights like that, the more series like that against the Cardinals, beating the Phillies last night, you know, and everybody participating. You know, Nimmo has a big hit the other night. Soto has a big hit the other night. Lindor's going off now. Jesse Winker hits a home run. Pete Alonso has been hot. You know, they'll start coming around, and everybody will start having a piece of this. And the pitching has been great. And for the first time, you know, this year, Kranich got in a little trouble last night.
Yep.
But that's okay. It's going to happen. You know, not everybody's going to be on their game every time they step out on the field. But to be 10-1 at home right now, it couldn't have gone any better for Steve Cohen and what I think he's envisioning for not just his own baseball team, but for that whole entire area over there. There's so much positivity that is surrounding him. He'll have the political will. He'll get everything that he's going to need, and he's going to continue to build this team. So he's a smart businessman, and I really felt that this weekend. And last night was a continuation of that.
Well, that's what I think makes it even more impressive because, okay, weekends easier for people to get out there. Most people, if you got a Monday through Friday job, and then Monday it continues, you know, and the weather was not great yesterday. It's going to be warming up today, but it wasn't great yesterday. And I know it's the Phillies too, that's a great opponent coming in. You hate them. But I mean, I'd love to look back at the attendance. I probably could do that from last year to this year on the same type of day. A Monday in April with whoever was in. I mean, I guarantee it's 20,000 better.
They got swept by Milwaukee last year in the first opening series.
Yeah.
So they got off to a horrendous start, and Lindor got off to his normal horrendous start. But the nice thing about Francisco is that now finally that start he's gotten off to now a much better start earlier, let's put it that way, than he did last year.
Yeah, and the pitching has been incredible. I mean, each one of these guys is exceeding expectations again. I mean, the fact Tylor McGill with the 10 strikeouts. You had Clay Holmes striking out guys left and right. You know, obviously, you know, Griffin Canning missed the one start, but then with illness came back, pitched well. I mean, this pitching lab thing is, it's amazing. And you don't have Manaea back. Senga looks better than he's ever looked. Got more velocity. I mean, it's what David Stearns has done in, you know, last year and then early returns this year of finding the right guys, getting them here, working on them with Jeremy Hefner and all the other pitching gurus that they have. I mean, this is if this is the formula every year, then hell. I know it's not going to come up aces every single year. We already saw the Frankie Montas injury, but this is just incredible that these guys that we all looked at as mid pitchers now are just humming along every single night.
This is the complete opposite of last year. I mean, this is
early on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and hopefully it will continue, and I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, just listening to Jesse Winker after the game yesterday talking about the fan base and the electricity and how going to the game under those circumstances has got to be, they got to be jacked for that. It's like, you know, when the Knicks go to the Garden, it's always sold out. The Rangers always sold out. I mean, you know, going to play at home in front of sellouts or at least, you know, 95% of the stadium is full for at least a baseball team in April.
Yeah, unheard of.
Only the Yankees do that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Red Sox do that too for a certain amount. But
yeah, Phillies are pretty good with attendance. But, I mean, the Mets weren't in recent memory. They were even talking about it last year towards the end of the year that, you know, where are you guys? I expected more. Even Steve Cohen, I think, posted about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got them now. Yeah. He's definitely got them now, and the team's got them. And to the credit of the baseball players, those guys have all had, like, think about all their moments that they've already had. Like, each individual guy has already had, like, a major moment. So that's a good thing. It's being spread around. And, you know, and Juan Soto hasn't even really heated up yet.
Nope.
That's the thing. I mean, and he'll believe me, he'll go off. He's a competitive hitter, and you can see it. And there's no question that the Juan Soto effect is in effect.
Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. A lot of people, I mean, Max Kranich, yeah, he had a bad inning, but he did come out for the third. That was his third inning coming out, and he typically doesn't do that. So I'm not really that disappointed in him. I think last night was really just about what a great team win that was. I mean, things weren't pretty at the end, but Diaz was able to rally. Diaz was able to do what he always does, and he got out of trouble. So, it was a great win from the Mets. Lindor showing that April, he's kind of overcame what used to be. And as a Mets fan, I can't be nothing but excited.
You're right. I mean, listen, they had a 5-0 lead. That's why Diaz doesn't show up, and that's why they try to sneak a third inning there by Kranich.
Yep.
And instead, you know, if you have a 3-0 lead, guess who's in there?
Well, yeah, Edwin Diaz. Yes. Yeah, for sure. And it's amazing how bad Aaron Nola has been this year, and Lindor jumps all over him. And I think he hasn't won a game. I know it's not all about wins and losses, but I think he's 0-5 at this point now, Nola. So love to see anything like that happening with the Phillies, guys that they're counting on going down the tubes. And as long as the Braves continue to struggle a little bit, it's going to be a two-team race until they decide to get back
in. Just whatever you do, just keep stacking wins, man. Just keep your head down, keep stacking wins, and just keep doing the way you're doing it. There's something magical happening in Citi Field right now, and they're living it, and they've all been a part of it. I mean, it's not like, and I know Pete Alonso has, you know, been a big part of it, but they all, at least at home, have all started to have a piece of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that was this team last year. They were led by Francisco Lindor in the second half, but they all had a piece of it.
Yeah, every single one of them.
And that was the whole Jose Iglesias thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't think we need Grimace this year.
No, doesn't seem like it. I mean, If another gimmick works for them, then we'll embrace it because Mets fans love their gimmicks.
Yeah, we love gimmicks, that's for sure. But you know what? What we love better? We love just sound, solid baseball.
Yeah, and being in first place and winning the NL East, that'd be nice. Wouldn't that be great?
And living up to expectations.
Yeah, no, which are very, very high. And then with the Yankees, it just sort of feels like they're humming along, but have sort of odd issues that have happened to him throughout the year. But it's not like the season doesn't even feel like it has an identity with the Yankees yet, if
not
that
yet.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it
like,
does.
I'm not sure exactly who they are and what they're going to be at this point, because I could see massive potential from them, and then I could see them being sort of a mediocre baseball team.
I think the biggest question for them right now, whether forget the injuries for a second, that the guys are not playing,
yeah,
is Devin Williams.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank God, though, they got a guy like Luke Weaver who can fill in, and then it's not going to really...
Disaster down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's a mess right now.
That is like one of those games where you just, you scratch your head. There's no way that they should have swept the Rays.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember saying early on, it's like, oh, you know, people say Devin Williams, he'll be fine. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, chances are, because of his history, he'll be fine. But we also saw a guy who was much ballyhooed on another team in a market that people weren't all over him, come here, and then, you know, he broke like a save record, franchise save record out there, then came here and was the worst closer we ever saw in his first year.
That's true.
Diaz.
That's
so
right.
It's not like there isn't precedent for that with a guy never figuring it out like he did that year. So, yeah, it's a little concerning, but it'd be more concerning if they didn't have someone who was just absolutely electric in Weaver so far in the beginning of this season. But, yeah, it's a problem. I mean, that was a big acquisition for them. Huge. I mean, when they pivoted off of Juan Soto, and one of the big deals that they made was bringing in Devin Williams. And it's funny because it's not like we're paying attention to all the Brewers games throughout the year. So we knew Devin Williams had a good year. But then what we remember about him most is the Pete Alonso
home
run that he comes here as a Yankee and he can't get anybody out. Brian in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Brian?
Hi, how you doing, guys? Big good. Fan of the show.
What's up, man?
I'll be quick. So I want to talk about Diaz on the Mets because I'm very happy with the team's performance. I mean, seeing the Mets win games in April is awesome. Usually I'm depressed all of April and May, and then maybe I get a little happier in June. But what we're overlooking is Diaz's fastball velocity is down. Yeah, we're used to Diaz, you know, giving all us Mets fans panic attacks in the ninth inning, loading the bases, and then striking out three in a row. But he just looks different this year. And I don't see him bouncing back the way he has in previous years and going on that run where he's unhittable and throwing 100. He's hitting 95, 96. The first series of the year, you know, he was around 93, 95. It's concerning enough to me that I feel like you can't say the Mets need to make a move, but it's something that we should be looking at and saying this might be the weakest part of the team now and down the road. I'll hang up and listen, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility, and he's so volatile that you can get any sort of version of him. I mean, he made an incredible pitch to Bryce Harper there that he probably should have laid off of, but still, that was a really good pitch, and Harper clearly was fooled to strike him out to end the game. But yeah, I mean, the good thing, though, that you mentioned, and what I was going to say, too, is, yeah, the first series, the velocity was way down. Now it's creeping up a little bit. Let's see where it is when he gets into the real warmer months. And you might be right. I mean, I can never count out a Diaz blow up at some point or a Diaz injury at some point. I can't count that out. But we know that this team will do anything that it takes, especially if they're around first place, to go out there and closers and relief guys.
And by the way,
their
relief
available.
Guys have been good.
Yeah,
they have been good.
But you're going to need him to be a great team. You're gonna need a great team.
I think the more he throws, the warmer it gets, I think the higher the velocity will become. And he also may be holding back a little bit.
Yeah, could be. I mean, and also, like, it's not, I mean, he could blow guys away, but it's, you know, it's really some of the movement that he has, you know, the slider stuff, and just, like the pitch that he got Bryce Harper out on. It's stuff like that where he's super effective.
As long as the ball is moving.
Yeah, then you'll be all right. But, I mean, obviously, you want to see him throw 99 and not 95.
Yeah, but when he throws, like, that 94-mile-an-hour fastball and it's flat,
that's not good.
That's the one that gets tattooed.
Right, of course. I mean, and we've seen that all too much, man. I mean, it's crazy. Like, there's been so many good closers that have come through here that have had big seasons, but you still always have miserable memories about them. I mean,
look, we have great memories of Jesse Orosco. We got great memories of John Franco, but then we also have the blow-up memories. We've all had that.
I mean, Armando Benitez had a great regular season one year.
Yes, he did.
The guy was incredible.
And then he became a pitching machine.
Yeah. Just so bad. You know? Jerry's Familia. I mean, he had a record save season for the Mets. I mean, there's
Jerry's familiar.
Yep. Yeah. You know, even do you want to go back to Billy Wagner when he was here? Hall of Famer Billy Wagner. You know, these guys.
Tug McGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was John Franco at the Knicks game last night? I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either. These seats are very, very pricey, and they're going to be sticking, you know, ex-Knicks in those seats.
Yeah, right, of course.
I mean, I feel bad for Patrick Ewing. They get the seats so low, and his knees are so up in the air.
Right, I know. I saw him, like, eating a chicken finger off of his knee last night. He was just right on top, and he was just he used it as a plate. It was incredible.
I mean, it's too bad that they don't have, like high-top bar tables.
And by the way,
that would be good for him.
There was someone at the game last night that was very alarming to see, because every time this guy shows up, things go right to hell, and that's Fat Joe.
Oh.
So Fat Joe did that horrible performance at Yankee Stadium. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the Yankees lost the World Series in embarrassing fashion.
Yes.
He dropped the ball.
Kamala Harris's last campaign stop featured Fat Joe.
Good.
And I don't know, Izzo also told me something about, like, the... I don't know, he was right around there, like, with the L.A. wildfires, too. Like, I guess he performed on New Year's Eve, and it was, like, right after that.
He was right out there during that?
Well, like, it's just like there was
this guy's batting zero, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Except for one major grand slam.
And then he shows up at the game last night, and they lose. He wasn't there game one. Sitting there courtside. He's a virus, this Fat Joe. And I don't know how that happened. He's a likable guy. He's been around. He's a local guy. Never had any issues with him.
Mm.
But everything has changed. Ever since that way too long performance where he's stomping all over the mound, doing his song, trying to recreate what the Dodgers did out there, it's been embarrassing.
He's been like the New York mush.
Yeah, if I were a part of the Knicks like contingent that decides who's sitting where, I would say, listen, Fat, can't have you here. I'm sorry. You know, maybe
let's you just, think his friends call him Fat? Or do you think they call him Joe?
FJ, maybe.
FJ?
Something like that. I think a little bit of both.
What do you think, Al?
I think Joe now, because he lost weight as well, so he's not fat.
He's not as fat, but he's still a big guy, you know?
Yeah, I always wondered how, like, people would... It's like when I ran into what's-his-name in the street that one morning, P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or whatever. God, I didn't know what to call him.
Well, you can call him... screwed now.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know how to.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing you didn't have a longer interaction with him.
That was about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Because who knows where you would have ended up later that night.
Not there, I can tell you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. Another sports update. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. The Knicks are happening. Well, the Pistons happening this morning because they did even things up with New York with that win last night.
Pistons need a three. Schroeder for three. He answers. 97-94.
And that was Pistons right here with the call. Yeah, well, the Pistons were here last night for sure as they win this game 194 over the Knicks to even up the series at a game apiece. Here was J.B. Bickerstaff afterwards. We didn't win the series. We just accomplished a goal as they got one on the road in this series. Cade Cunningham at 33.
We did what we were supposed to do. And that was it. To win a game on the road, to get home court was what we came here for. So we approached it with a businesslike mentality and learned from the fourth quarter the other night.
Where they gave up the 21 straight points and wound up losing the lead and the game.
You know, Gio brought up something this morning, and it is obvious that the pressure and the expectations are significant on the Knicks, and especially on the coach, because the players are here. Leon Rose put this group together. I'm sure I had input from Tom Thibodeau. And if they lose this series, somebody's going to have to pay the price.
There will be a couple press conferences. This is a press conference series.
It is.
It's a goodbye press conference series and a welcome in Mike Malone press conference series.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was up there in the bridge last night eating some popcorn, checking out his new team.
I'm not advocating that at the moment. I'm just saying that this is where a tipping point could be happening.
Well, here was the current head coach, Tibbs, bothered that Detroit went to the line so much more than New York did. The disparity was 34-19, I believe.
Huge discrepancy in free throws. Huge. Huge. So I got to take a look at that. Right? So, I don't understand, how on one side, you talk about direct line drives. The guy's getting fouled and it's not being called.
Clearly was annoyed afterwards. Here was Karl Anthony Towns, who did nothing in the fourth, like literally nothing aside from like a block shot in the fourth quarter. In terms of the free throw disparity, though, he says we can leave that arguing up to coach.
You can't be worried about free throw disparity and all that stuff. We got to go out there and play physical and
not worry about that.
If we let that creep into the minds, it becomes contagious and it's not good for the team. So do a better job of just blocking out the noise of that and just playing the game.
Now, not to be lost in all this, after the three-pointer was made by Schroeder, the Knicks had an opportunity to tie, but Mikal Bridges missed an open three straight away. Here was Josh Hart on Bridges taking that shot in that spot.
We got confidence in him all the time. I don't even know what he had or what he shot or whatever, but he had two good looks. JB, his kind of walk-up three. Kel is up a three. We're living with that.
Just didn't go down, and so they wind up losing, and now the series will shift to Detroit for Game 3 on Thursday night. Also last night, the Clippers even things up with the Nuggets, winning 105-102. Kawhi Leonard had 39 to lead the way there. And just one more from Nico Harrison, and then from the TNT group. So here was Harrison again yesterday with this press conference with the media. Was asked how, I don't know if he was specifically talking about the relationship with Dirk Nowitzki or with the fans, or both, because he referenced Dirk prior to this clip that I'm about to play. So essentially, how will things get better?
I believe winning will help repair the relationship with the fans, and that's what we plan to do next year.
I know you said winning will repair it, but have you ever thought about what if it doesn't?
I'm an optimistic person, and I move by faith, not by fear.
So faith, not fear. Good luck to him. Now,
that's a big Mike Tomlin one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't operate in fear.
Mm. Well, here was Barkley, Charles Barkley on TNT. I guess after watching this and hearing it, his message to Nico.
Listen, man, Nico Harrison, I consider you a friend of mine. I wish you nothing but the best. I thought you did a good job last year with the Mavs. And obviously, whatever happened this year didn't work out. Man, don't do no more press conferences. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. I really don't.
And then he kind of paused and continued.
I got sympathy and love for you, but I have zero idea what you're trying to do. This war is over, brother. You got to take, you taking the L. I hope you keep your job. I hope that team get healthy. But, man, don't do any more interviews.
So,
it's over.
Apparently, stop. It's over. Yes. All right, we get to the baseball from last night. We'll start with the bad because the Yankees started at 6 p.m. The Mets were an hour later. And the Guardians come up with the series opening win.
3-1 to Ramirez, runner at second. Big pitch. Swing, a line drive right field. One hop to Reyes. Quad coming around third. Here's a throw to the plate. Not in time. And taking second on the throw is Ramirez. Jose Ramirez does it again. It's 6-0 Cleveland here in the sixth.
Amazing how close that play is. But that was Dave Sims, yes, with the call on the fan. Ramirez also had a big 3-run homer. Guardians beat the Yankees 6-4. Kyle Manzardo went back-to-back with Ramirez in the third. And then you had... Jazz Chisholm Jr. had the bat flying at him. He did homer in this game in the loss. Maybe he'll break out of his slump now. In terms of trying to dodge the ball and the bat at the same time?
I've seen guys get stabbed with broken bats in person, so I know how bad the injury can be and everything like that. And like the toughest thing to do as a baseball player right now is stay on the field. So at the same time, we got to protect ourselves, you know, when we're playing out there, especially when stuff like that's happening.
Here was Clark Schmidt, who got a front row seat to it.
Yeah, no, that was, I've never seen that one. That was the first one, but it's a game, so you kind of see everything new, and it seems like something new always happens in this game. You know, you continue to see things that you don't see. So just another new thing that I've seen in this game.
He did take the loss. He allowed 5 runs over 4 on 7 hits and 3 walks. Will Warren, Tanner Bibee go tonight on the fan coverage at 5:30. As for the Mets, so they had a nice lead into the ninth inning. They needed Edwin Diaz to come on because you had Max Kranich was essentially ineffective. Things didn't start out well for Diaz.
Diaz, as always, waiting on the rubber, ready to go. The 0-2 is swung on and hit deep to right field. Soto back at the track in front of the wall, and it is gone into the Mets bullpen. A 3-run homer for Bryson Stott, and suddenly this is a 1-run game.
It was. It was 5-4, and Diaz still had work to do, but in the end...
0-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, slider in the dirt. Torrens tags Harper, put it in the books.
Howie Rose with the calls here on Mets Odyssey Radio. 5-4, the Mets beat the Phillies. So here's the question. Now, we went 0-4 last night and struck out twice. The Pope dying, Nick Castellanos.
Oh,
does
that's
that
right.
Remain and hold firm for the series? Because a lot of people bet him to hit the home run yesterday.
No, it has to be just yesterday.
Okay.
I think it has to be just yesterday.
Fair enough. Can't
do it for the rest of the series. It has to be like that same day that it happens.
Okay, because two things were all over Twitter this morning and last night. Number one, the Castellanos home run odds plummeting with the Pope dying. And the other one was how many people had like a 3-home run parlay bet with Soto in it, and Soto hit that monster shot to right that just went foul. Some people, there were some that you see, bet $100 with odds of like plus 20,000.
Yeah. Wow.
and they got the first two, and the only one they didn't get was the Soto one because it went foul.
Oh, imagine. Well, $20,000?
Nope. Sorry.
That's why they call it gambling.
That sucks. Yes. Yeah. Here was Mendoza. So while he gave up the home run, Mendoza on Diaz really doing the job after the homer.
First pitch, got a fly ball, huge. Then he gets 0-2 and Stott got him. And then I thought he went right after Turner. I thought he threw some really good sliders to Harper. He was really good today, other than that one pitch.
And also really good was Francisco Lindor. He had two home runs, drove in four. He had the home run from Jesse Winker. Winker on Mets Odyssey Radio on facing Aaron Nola.
I just think we had a plan and we stick to it. You know, he's a really good pitcher. It's always tough facing him. But yeah, we had a good plan tonight and we just went with it.
Mets now 10-1 at Citi Field this season, 16-7 overall on the year. And tonight you'll have Griffin Canning taking on Christopher Sanchez. NFL-wise, we heard from new Giants quarterback Russell Wilson with the media. Played one clip from him earlier. This is another where he's just talking about being a Giant and really enjoying it so far.
I'm excited to be with these guys, man. I'm excited to have the opportunity to play and be a New York Giant. What an opportunity it is, and we can make it really special. And I think we have the right guys, a lot of hard work. Guys are focused on the details of it all. And excited, like I said, excited to be here.
Now, could he have a young quarterback in the room with him next week? Here was Jalen Milroe with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show. He was asked about being with the Giants if he is so drafted by them.
I can't imagine you and Jameis and Russell in the quarterback room.
Hey, look, that would be the funniest room in the NFL. Like, hands down, that would be the best room.
But he also made it very clear that he will take his cues. He only mentions Jameis in this clip, but he was talking about both of them. He'll take his cues from those guys.
Jameis gives iconic energy. Can you match that, surpass that?
Look, you got to respect those that pave the way, so I can let him run the show. And so I give, you know, when he speaks, I'm going to echo what he's saying. So when it's time, and then it's when it's time for me to be heard. But till then, I'm a reinforce, you know, what boss man got to say in, you know, the old heads in the room.
Boss the man and the old heads.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So that's a guy coming in who's already got respect.
Yeah, that's how I look at you guys. We got boss man and then the old heads.
That's probably about right.
Yeah.
That is very true. At Jets camp, Darren Mooji met the media. He was asked what he will do with contracts for the likes of Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson.
Nothing.
Folks, I don't have to say anything.
Well, I mean, you know, they picked up the fifth-year option on three of their players, Jermaine Johnson, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson. That's what they should do, and they're not going to get new contracts.
Vikings running back Aaron Jones with the media yesterday, how he still performs at an older age in the NFL.
Whoever came up with age, I feel like that's it's just a number. It's just a number. I've been saying that since I was a little kid trying to get older women. Age is just a number.
Wow.
Little kid.
It's called analytics is what it's called.
He's a MILF hunter.
Yeah. Okay.
He was at one point.
Yeah, just go back to those contracts for a second. Like, those guys all talk about wanting a new contract.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know, like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, did they get new contracts? No. They basically ended up having to play, you know, the fourth year.
Right. They'll get their contract. They got their contracts this year, right.
And the contract will start with whatever, you know, if they have good years and they continue to grow and they come back and they, you know, put up huge numbers and they're worth every penny, then the Jets will be forced to pay them, starting with what they have to owe him next year, you know, by picking up their fifth-year option.
I always go back to the Sauce Gardner golf video.
Yeah, he really thought he was going to get a contract this offseason.
They all do, unless there's a benefit financially from the Jets' standpoint. That's the only way.
Could that also be bad information, though, from the agent?
I think the players, in other words, here's my bugaboo for the players is like, if you want to go to 18 games, which we all know they're going to go to 18 games, stop with this fifth year option crap. I mean, you know, because now you're adding an extra game to my season, and yet you're going to be able to hold on to me an extra year when I should be getting to free agents, you know, earlier. And they did this to T. Higgins for 2 years out in Cincinnati, and he was a second round draft choice.
Understood.
So I don't like that, the fact that these players all think that they're going to get new contracts, but the likelihood is, you know, it's like a 90-10 proposition against them getting a new contract right now. Next year at this time, different story if they have great seasons.
All right, before we get to the actual results on the ice, off the ice, the Rangers kind of clearing out the lockers yesterday. Chris Kreider was asked if all the trade rumors kind of got to him a little bit this season.
That's part of professional sports, unfortunately. I'm lucky I don't have any social media, so I wasn't really aware of it until people close to me brought it to my attention, but you just try to show up and do your job the best of your abilities.
And nice time to give you a pop. You and CeeLo, a little Rangers podcast.
Yeah, we decided to do a little, you know, 25-minute Ranger podcast. It was pretty good, I thought. I thought we had a lot of information. We did not do it after breakup day because you found out a lot about a lot of players and how they felt and whether they were dealing with injuries and there was some sort of ear infection, I guess, that Chris Kreider was dealing with after the Four Nations. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy things that go on, but unfortunately for them, it's
Let's see, this might be
time to start over.
Let's see if this is it.
I had a weird illness coming out of Christmas break that went to minor year. Got vertigo, which I don't recommend. Yeah. And then finally, when I felt like I was, you know, getting a little bit of rhythm, getting traction, felt healthy, back felt good, messed up my hand.
Wow, so the hand, vertigo,
right,
back. Trade rumor. Sounds like a great season.
Yeah. Yeah. Just miserable for him. Jeez. And but he's like a guy that I've, as a Ranger fan, I trust that his offseason, he will put in the work, that he will be ready to go when the season starts. That's why I don't want them to trade him. I hope they can keep him. But he's also an asset that somebody would want to have.
You get that podcast up on YouTube or no?
I don't know where we put it. That's I know it's on the Odyssey.
All right, app. But you didn't film it.
I don't think it
no,
is
No, we did
on.
Not film it, no.
Okay. Not on YouTube. Alex Ovechkin, game-winning goal in overtime, actually scored two on the night. Capitals beat the Canadiens 3-2. Also of note, last night, you know, the Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime, 4-3. Colin Blackwell, the game-winner there. Kings outscored the Oilers 6-5. Jets over the Blues 2-1. And tonight, you've got game two with the Devils and the Hurricanes. Carolina up one game.
Get a few more shots on goal tonight, Jerry.
That would be good.
Be nice.
Two more go in, that'd be good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll get back into your Knicks calls we have from now until 10 o'clock, 888-808-1019. Disappointing loss in game two.
Hey, hey Al, I know you're on the phone. I can always see like a little head on the other side of this.
Yes, sir.
Whose kid is that?
He is a podcast, the digital, Odyssey Digital guy.
What's his name?
Jared.
Jared.
You thought this was someone's child?
I thought that was, stand up, Jared. All right, okay. I can only see the top of your head.
Look like, yeah, from in here, look like it was like a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old child.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Okay.
Yeah, that chair is really short.
Come in here for a second. Just, I got some questions for
we
you.
We had, Jet was in here yesterday. Evan had his kid because they were going to the Met game yesterday.
Oh, so you thought that someone else brought it?
That's right. I thought somebody else brought their kid.
Sit right here. Sit right here.
Jared here has been tasked with trying to increase Jerry and I's podcast numbers.
Right, oh, wow. which is amazing.
I hope he's a magician.
All right. So just, I don't know if you know the radio side of this. Your newfangled kids, but just talk right into the microphone.
Hello,
so,
hello. How's it going?
Great. How are you, Jared?
Deep voice. All right.
You got a good voice here. So you're the guy that they hired to try to get these miserable YouTube numbers up for Al and Jerry.
We got to get these numbers up.
Okay, so did you just get hired or you've been with the company for a while?
I've been with the company 6-8 months now, but just started doing Al and Jerry like 2.5 weeks-ish ago.
Okay. So, all right, very good.
Excited to get started.
You a local guy, New York guy or not?
Connecticut guy.
Connecticut, okay.
Where'd you go to college?
Syracuse.
So you're a Syracuse guy. So did you go, you obviously wanted to be in this business, but you kind of morphed over to the internet side of things?
Little bit. So I started out TV, radio, and film, and that's kind of like where I got my major and my degree. But with that, I was like, I have a very sort of wide, I guess, like taste. Like I love doing sort of music promotion, music, social media, stuff like that. But the sports world as well, like I sort of love.
Wow, we call that a bandwidth.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
You old enough to drink?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
right.
Okay.
Just making sure if you were
down. I didn't know if you were somebody's guest or something.
Yeah, I know. I saw the chair.
Were you here for
like
a field trip or something?
Just,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was
field trip.
We have lots of little trips. We have a lot of college kids come through here. How old are you?
22.
Yeah, he's a young kid.
Yeah, he's a young guy. All right, so why do you think their numbers are so terrible, Jared?
Maybe they suck.
I mean, I don't know. That could be on me right now. But you know what? That's not the problem here. We're going to work on getting those up.
Okay, don't put it on yourself. Don't put it on yourself. Just a theory right now. You're trying to figure it out. Like, what are the avenues that you're going down? Like, it could suck because of this. It could suck because of that. Like,
I mean, honestly, I think, you know, my thought to get these ratings up, get these numbers up, you know, take it more New York, you know, let's get the New York topics in. But also just, you know, let's clickbait the people. Let's give them what they want to hear. Let's give them what they want to see.
Hey, you know what? If you could actually do something here and show somebody that you can actually raise their ratings, I could see this guy just exploding. He could be running the company
and
here
this
in
is
about 5 years.
Specifically the YouTube numbers, right? Not the...
Specifically, but... I will say I would like to, you know, expand sort of from YouTube into, you know, other social media.
Okay. All right. So it's hilarious that they appointed an expert to try to get your YouTube numbers up because they're so bad.
He's a 22-year-old expert.
This is great. But that's who
giving
is an expert.
Give a kid a chance.
I mean, this is who you need to hire for YouTube.
I'm saying it's a good thing.
You can't have like
some fresh meat around here.
Damn right. Yeah, for sure.
These old stale, crappy YouTubers.
What's the podcast or what's the thing that does the best on YouTube in the Odyssey company?
I mean, honestly, I'd say, like, looking at the numbers of, like, these, like, definitely your guys' show, the other WFAN channels. I mean, anything that's sort of very, I would say, like, very location-based sports is, like, what's really hitting.
Yeah.
I think for the company is just, like, I don't engaging the fans in, like, that sort of, like, specific way where it's, you've got the location, you've got the team, and then maybe you've got another topic that you're bringing in to, like, kind of do a three-way.
A three-way. I like that.
Sort of synergy.
So how would you describe Al and Jerry's podcast? Like, what's the title to it? Like, is it the ramblings of Jerry and Al?
I think that's what I kind of love about it, and I think that's kind of what we've got to, you know, play even more into, maybe to get these numbers up, is, like, that free-flowing sort of discussion, because I think that's, like, what's so funny about the show and what's so great.
Did they even talk about anything?
I mean, it's almost like they talk about everything.
Okay.
Like, it's
everything
just
and nothing
boom,
at the same
boom.
Time.
Exactly. One of those sort of deals, but... You know, I think the topics are great. The chemistry.
A lot of
great.
Penis talk on that podcast.
A lot of penis talk on that podcast. Yeah, it shocked me.
Yes, how much there was.
Yeah, but, you know, like the fact that it's Jerry now, it's not very titillating, is it?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
So. I hope this doesn't come across as insulting at all, but do people say you look like the actor from Stranger Things, the kid?
That is hilarious. It's the only thing I ever hear whenever I meet somebody. All right, Thank you for saying it.
Oh, well, all right.
Just to keep confirming.
I mean, the guy's not a bad looking kid or anything. No. I just did other people's.
And it's even funnier. Him and I were born in the same hospital a week apart, and our mothers have the same first name, different last name.
Wow, you ever use that to your advantage in
the
bar?
I know, it's crazy. Honestly, I have faked it a couple times.
Yeah.
The dude was like, they flew out like the Stranger Kids guy to come here, and I was like, yeah, it's me.
Wow. Yeah, good for you,
that's
man.
Funny.
Use that as many times as you can. Just don't get sued doing it. You know, that'd be a problem if you did that. But
that
right.
would be a problem.
Who's your favorite YouTube personality out there right now?
Oof, right now? Big Andrew Callahan fan. I'm with Channel 5. He does some, like, news journalism. I mean, I've been loving what Stephen A. has been doing recently. You know, not, like, all the bait with LeBron and stuff like that. But, you know, I think...
Even the politics stuff?
I think it's interesting because I'm, you know, personally not, like, a huge, like, politics guy, extremely invested. But I think just the way that he's sort of breaching topics and, like, making himself a personality even above... The first take is like, I just think it's so cool and so interesting.
All right, very good. Well, good luck. If you need anything from us, you let us know.
Will do.
And this is a big project. You know, this is one of those things. It's sort of like what Steve Cohen's trying to do around City Field. It's a big project.
Takes a village.
Yeah, right. You're going to need a lot to get those numbers up. But I trust in you and I trust in those guys. And we'll see you around here, I hope.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right,
Jared. Nice to meet you.
Jared Rowland. There he goes.
Look at that.
Yeah, and welcome him to the team here. He's probably going to be more of a work from home guy, I would imagine.
Looks like a work from home kid.
You know,
he's exclusively work from home. He didn't even have an ID to get into the building.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That's got to stop.
That's not his fault.
He's digital.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he needs to be around the talent to understand where the talent's coming from.
Well, that's why he came in to meet these guys.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad. I mean, like, you know. Hiding in his mom's basement or something? See, ask him, is he still living at home?
Yeah, still living at home. Okay.
Still living at home.
Yeah. All right. It's all good.
Let's break out.
It was the first old man spot for me when I was meeting with Jared on Zoom the other day. It felt like this young, very young guy is going to tell the old guy how to do technology.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a moment for me that I was like, okay.
Yeah, I know. You got to just succumb to it. Just got to be like, he knows more than I do about this, and that's okay. And I know more about seed oils than him. But it's just one of those things. You just got to let him have this thing, and then you learn from him.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.